day when the sky was gray and the world wasn't having much fun. I switched on the radio and I tuned in to a point in orbit of a distant sun. At first I couldn't believe my ears, then I couldn't believe my eyes. 'Cause in my mind I could see you flying through a thousand alien skies. And you were saying, "Star Patrol, do you copy? Star Blazer reporting as planned. I'm making my way through an unexplored sector and I can't get through to command. If there's anyone out there receiving this signal, please let me know that I'm not alone. I'm an interstellar scout, 100 parsecs out, exploring the strange and unknown." I called up the station to share my appreciation for that exciting new radio show. But the disc jockey there said they weren't even on the air at that time of night. And well, what do I know? So I did some rewiring, looked to the horizon, and adjusted my satellite dish. And I felt like a child as I redialed, just like I was making a wish. And I said, "Yes, Star Blazer, I copy. You're coming in loud and clear. But even if you were listening, you wouldn't hear these words for years. You wouldn't know that it's your interstellar adventures that carry me through the day. I'm just an ordinary guy listening to the sky, and you're hundreds of light years away." I still get chills when I think of the planet whose crust wasn't made out of rock. When you went inside, it turned out to be hollow, but I couldn't follow 'cause your signal was blocked. And to my consternation, it was 6 more rotations before you could check in again. Man, adventure is better when we're in it together, and I can't wait to find out how it ends. I was saying, "Yes, Star Blazer, I copy. Your signal's coming through just fine. I know you don't know that I'm listening to you, but please stay on the line. 'Cause I get a bit frantic when there's nothing but static at my favorite place on the dial. I've grown accustomed to hearing your voice in my ear, and I hope you'll be around for a while." Then one night I was feeling alright, but when I adjusted the tuning control, there was a complication. The Earth radio station had filled up that hour with rock and roll. Well, the music was decent, but it wasn't what I needed, and I hoped it was all a mistake. Then the song just stopped, and my jaw dropped, because it wasn't a commercial break. You were saying, "This is Star Blazer, I copy. I hope that you're doing alright. See, the path of your signal goes right through a wormhole, and it gets here much faster than light. When I traced your reply to this empty piece of sky, at first I didn't know what to believe. But now this wormhole's collapsing, so this is the last signal you can expect to receive. I just want you to know how much it means to me that somebody cares what I do. It's lonely out here on the galactic frontier, and I'm glad I could share it with you.